John F. Kennedy was shot to death on a Friday afternoon. By the time my mother and I went out to buy the newspapers, the Chicago Sun-Times had a full-page drawing on the back of the paper that showed the statue of Abraham Lincoln seated in his memorial along the Capitol Mall, bent over, holding his head in his hands in sorrow. No words, just the drawing of that man who was memorialized for eloquence and sacrifice, stirred out of the halls of history to share a grief beyond words. Bill Mauldin won his second Pulitzer Prize for that cartoon. Years later, when I got to know him, he said that he'd drawn that page in about an hour after hearing about the assassination. The hair he drew on the top of Lincoln's head was actually John Kennedy's pompadour. An unconscious stroke, said Bill. Bill used to say, I became an artist so I could deal with life with just a few squiggles and lines. I think it was a practiced remark. He had several marriages, too many habits like drinking, smoking, and marriage that were bad for him. Bill Mauldin died this week at the age of 81. During World War II, he was a young enlisted man in the U.S. Army drawing cartoons for Stars and Stripes when he created the characters Willie and Joe, two dog-faced infantrymen who lived in mud, itched with lice, and groused more about their officers than the enemy. Willie and Joe dragging their sore bones into a medical tent saying, just a couple of aspirin, Doc, we already have purple hearts. The cartoon that won Bill Mauldin his first Pulitzer Prize took a standard news service lead from the Italian campaign for a caption. Fresh-spirited American troops, flushed with victory, are bringing in thousands of hungry, ragged, battle-weary prisoners. You look from Willie and Joe to the prisoners, and they all looked indistinguishably hungry, ragged, and battle-weary. George S. Patton, the general with shiny breech boots and a pearl-handled revolver, hated Bill's cartoons and sought to have the young sergeant transferred to someplace like Greenland. But Dwight Eisenhower loved Bill Mauldin's cartoons. He thought their humor said something about the soldiers who'd been called away from their homes to serve. An army, Bill Mauldin wrote in one of his memoirs, full of blunders and efficiency, irritations and comradeship, but most of all, full of men who are able to fight a ruthless war against ruthless enemies and still grin at themselves.
We'll meet again. Don't know where. Don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some.